If you're not able to do something, you say, well, I'd like to, but I...
I'm just not able. Yeah.
And if a boy got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he...
shouldn't have.
And he might say, please don't whip me, please give me another...
chance.
And if you're refusing to do something in a strong way, you say, no matter how many times you ask him to do that,
I will not do it.
If you get something done that's hard work and you do it by yourself and you look over and you've got a friend that's been standing there watching you the whole time, you say, well, at least you might have...
given me a hand.
And if you're suggesting to somebody that the possibility that you'll be able to do something, you say, well, if it quits raining by Thursday,
I hope to do it.
Okay, what about the kind of bird that can see in the dark?
Well, it would be an owl, I guess.
What kind of owls do they have around?
What owls they have around here? Well, they have the hoot owl and the screech owl, I would think. That's all. They don't see much of any of them. Now, when I moved down here, we had a few hoot owls.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a fellow telling about some breed of owls the other day. They were so far up in the swamp, and it seemed like the owls and polecats crossed up. And the owl, he stunk like the devil, but he didn't give a hoot. Excuse me now, all right. All right.
Okay.
But you don't hear those owls. I hope they haven't become extinct, because have you ever heard them holler, those old large owls? Yeah. Where'd you hear them holler?
I've heard them up in South Carolina.
Yeah, yeah. You don't hear them much, though. They get pretty well away from people.
I heard one once, I heard two.
Yes.
I heard it was a screech owl, and as soon as he finished, a hoot owl came.
Yeah. Well, those old big owls, a lot of times you can hear them in the day, and they generally mates. They'll answer each other. I know I was surveying some timberland a couple of years ago. I have some timberland out in the county, and in fact, I was out there one day this week, and one will holler, and then another will holler. Of course, most of the time they holler late in the afternoon or nights, but sometimes during the day they'll holler.
Say you kept chickens and something had been getting into them, you didn't know whether it was a fox or a polecat or an owl or a hawk or what. You say, well, I have to take my gun out and shoot that. And what would you?
Well, vomit, animal, a vomit, whatever it is, yeah, animal, a vomit.
Vomit, you mean any kind of animal that
yeah,
you
any
don't
small,
like?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
What about the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpeckers.
And have you ever heard of anybody, any person or any group being compared to woodpeckers?
Yes, I have, but I can't quite place it right now. I was thinking about the different breeds of woodpecker. We have an extinct almost breed of woodpecker here. I've seen two here recently, and I wish I could feed them, but they only eat, I can show you out there on a log where he's eating, they only eat a certain type of bugs out of dead trees, and they're much larger than a pigeon. They're a large bird with a red head, beautiful black bird, and I saw two here last week. And I wish I could feed them somewhere. And I was thinking about them, but I was getting back to woodpeckers. I've forgotten what. There are some people that do work they call woodpeckers, but I can't quite think of it at the moment.
But do you know a name for that large one?
For that woodpecker? I should know it, but I can't think of that right now either. But I'm quite concerned about them, Marvin. That you see, since they only eat the bugs out of the dead trees, and so many of the pine trees now,